This past week, I had to fly to the United States for a week, in which part of the time that I would be there dealing with issues with Sderot, the Yeshivat Hesder in Sderot, part of the time that I was there, I'd missed one or two days of Chanukah, certainly not lighting, being able not to light with my family for Chanukah for the first two evenings. Well, on the way to the airport, I was in rather a rush, as everyone always is, especially when you're going to the airport. And I took my son on the way, dropped him off at his yeshiva, to daven shacharit with the yeshiva, and obviously I was going to say goodbye to him, as from there I was going straight to the airport. Seeing that I was in a rush, I asked him if he would please get off at the corner and walk down the hill to his yeshiva. This would save me some time and I'd be able to exit the city a lot easier. Well, very hesitantly and grumblingly, he got out of the car. He was very upset that he was being let off at the corner and that he still had to walk another 2 minutes to school rather than being given door-to-door service. And he kind of got out of the car and he said goodbye and walked away. But as disappointed as he was that he didn't get the proper service door-to-door, I was more disappointed. I was very upset, as a matter of fact. I was upset about two things. Firstly, I was disturbed that he was disappointed that he didn't receive the special service, the door-to-door that he would have expected. I would have expected that my children clearly are not from that cut, that they certainly are not spoiled enough, that they shouldn't appreciate being given a ride. And to chip in when you see that someone is in a rush and has to get somewhere to fly out of the country, certainly to give you, do your share and realize that certain things, there's certain issue in sharing and trying to come to someone's assistance as much as possible. But I was also, and perhaps I felt even worse and more disappointed, in the way that we said goodbye or did not say goodbye to each other. Here I was leaving for a week. I was going to miss the beginning of Chanukah with my mishpacha. And I would have liked a nicer send-off. I wouldn't necessarily say a peck on the cheek or a kiss. That probably would be asking too much from a 14-year-old boy. But at least a nice goodbye with a smile on the face. Derech tzlecha. Have a successful trip and we're looking forward to seeing you when you get home. But that was not the case. And my heart grew heavy. I was sad about this. Well, going through all the tidings of the process of going through the check-in of the luggage, passport control, duty-free, and so on and so forth, my mind started to wander and I sort of lost my attention, certainly did not focus on the events of this morning that transpired between myself and my son. But all of a sudden, an hour later, while I was wandering through the airport like a lost soul, I got a call on my cell phone. And I didn't recognize the number. I answer the call, and it's my son. And Yaakov says to me, "Abba," I said, "Yes." I said, "Who is this?" He said, "It's Yaakov." I said, "Yaakov, I'm so glad you called." He said, "Abba, I just wanted to say goodbye properly. I wanted to say shalom and have a good trip." Well, I can't tell you, my friends, what a great feeling that was. Perhaps one of the greatest feelings I ever had. Not only did it clearly demonstrate that my son did appreciate what was being done for him, or at least he realized that his unappreciation was improper, but it also demonstrated that there was a feeling, a connection, a need for him to reach out and to say goodbye in the proper fashion to his father. And what I realized at that moment was that maybe when we look around at us in the grand scheme of things, all of the problems, all of the issues that we confront with each other and between ourselves, our families, our businesses, and everything that we have to deal with, and they are difficult and they are challenging, there's no problem about it, but perhaps when we put things into the proper perspective, it is so important, apparently, for us to be thankful for the small things that are graced to us in our lives. And clearly, as a religious Jew, we believe that they are graced to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, wrote a very long discourse about the Chag of Chanukah. And I want to just read you an excerpt because I think it's particularly prevalent to what we're going through now, and perhaps it will lend us some chizuk, a little bit of strength, with all of the challenges that the Jewish community confronts in the present. Ve'ata asu lehepuch chas v'sholem miruach v'kedusha geshem. The Greek dynasty attempted not to uproot us physically, but rather to destroy us spiritually. They took the essence of spirituality, of holiness, and they redirected it to translate it into materialism. U'kishenitzchu, when the Chashmonaim, the Maccabim, were successful in thwarting these attempts of the Greek army and empire, hitchilu lechanech me'at me'at. They started educating or re-educating the Jewish people slowly, slowly, one small pocket at a time. Shebitchila haya or katan v'naaseh be'ezrat Hashem yitbarach le'or gadol. What they began with was a small group of Jewish people. It's not as if after the Chashmonaim were successful that hordes of Jews came forward and said, yes, we subscribe to spirituality, we are interested in Torah. That's not what happened. But there might have been a small group that were inspired. And that was the job of the Chashmonaim. Not to be discouraged, but to begin with the few, which would ultimately become a very large illumination. V'zehu ma shemakshe ha-gmara. So explains Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Gemara in Shabbat, after going through a very long halachic discourse in the Gemara, it then asks, uncharacteristically, Mai Chanukah? What is Chanukah? Pirush? What does this mean according to Rav Moshe? Maitaima korin ayamim b'shem Chanukah? Why are these days specifically called Chanukah? Says Rav Moshe, Chanukah comes from the word chinuch. The chanech is not only to dedicate, but to educate. Pirush, detimu kol hashmanim, pirush harbei saru miderech Hashem ubizu haTorah. When the tfilav ala nisim, and when the Gemara describes timu kol hashmonim, that all of the oils became tamei, impure, we are prone to believe that that's talking about what the Greeks did to the Jews. But Rav Moshe says no. Perhaps it is what the Jews did to themselves. We left the ways of Torah. We no longer subscribed to Torah or mitzvot. We misunderstood or completely ignored our spiritual missions in life. And therefore, indeed, we were the ones who were tim'u kol hashmanim. We impurified that oil, that fuel that could have ignited the flame of spirituality. Harbei saru miderech Hashem ubizu haTorah. Many left the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevyachol and embarrassed what the Torah debased, what the Torah represents. Ve'amru al choshech shuhu or, and they believed that that which would bring darkness to this world was light. Ve'al or shuhu choshech, and vice versa, that the light is darkness. They left the light of Torah, and they subscribed to the darkness of materialism, of the body, of physicality, which we all know ultimately cannot provide the great forms of satisfaction or gratification that it appears it can at first glance. Verak pach katan shaya chatum bechotamo shel kohen gadol. The small flask of oil which had the insignia of the kohen gadol. What does that represent? Pirush levad pshuto haya ze gam ba'anashim. Sherak me'at tzadikim hayu. Preserved amongst the Jewish people were a group of outstanding characters who still understood, who still appreciated what it was that makes the Jewish people Yehudim.
what it was that allows us to call each other God's nation. Shirak me'at tzadikim, gam kein ayu chatumim v'sgurim, shiru ledaber v'lochiach mitzad ha'onesh v'gam milag v'keles. Interestingly enough, even this small group of righteous Jews were frightened during the time of the Greek Empire to speak out, to preach, to help people learn and understand what is crucial in Jewish life. Firstly, they were scared of the Greek Empire, of the repercussions, and secondly, they were scared of their own shadow. They were scared and frightened of being criticized, of being exiled, of being unaccepted by the greater groups of the Jewish community, which clearly had already been part of the process of Hellenization. There are two very significant points that Rav Moshe demonstrates in his discourse with these words. The first is, my friends, regardless of the large, overbearing disasters that might strike, Rachmana Litzlan, the Jewish community, it is the small things that make a difference. It is the small groups that have an impact. And that is something that is so important for all of us to remember. It is those small differences that come from us. And that is the second point that Rav Moshe is pointing out. The entire philosophical appreciation of what transpired during Hanukkah is not what the Greeks did to us. It's not the threat of the Greek Empire. But it is what we do or did to ourselves. It is the threat within. And therefore, all of those small, minute differences that can have an impact on the world, what is most important for us to remember is that those differences come from us, from within. We are the ones who choose our destiny. We are the ones who shape our future. It's particularly we, Am Yisrael, who have always been a small people, who have always had a small country, and yet we have continued to represent resilience, resourcefulness, which is almost inexplicable. But perhaps what is most important for us to focus on in the face of all of the confrontations and all of the challenges that we are going through currently in the Jewish community, be it in the form of finances, be it in the form of sterot, threat against the physicality or physical existence of Eretz Yisrael geographically, be it in the threat of terrorism throughout the world, is that what allows us to survive is moving mitum'ah letahara. We cannot lose sight of what makes us tahor, pure, wholesome, Torah people, people with a mantra and ideology, people with idealism, people who subscribe to the book. And I've said this many times, my dear friends, the small group of people who I like to think that I represent, religious Zionism, is such a significant role, has such an important role to play in this day. The Haredim, or what is known as the Black Hat world, do not necessarily appreciate the significance and the light that Eretz Yisrael has to offer. The Lodatiyim, the people who are not religious, do not necessarily appreciate the significance of the light that Torah Eretz Yisrael has to appreciate. And we in the world of religious Zionism, the Dati Tzioni, have to long to bridge both of these concepts together. The light that emanates from Eretz Yisrael, but undoubtedly knows its source, the Torah Eretz Yisrael. The Torah, the laws, the learning, the information and knowledge that espouses from the source of this country, the source of Kedusha and Tahara. And while we are faced with tragedies and hardships, it is most important for us to retain and maintain the imprint of our identity, the blueprint of who we are. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Torah u'mitzvot. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, as he concludes in this discourse, V'na'aseh lahem neis kipshuto. A miracle abounded to these people. Kedei shelo yityashu v'yatchilu lahair af be'or hakatan ki yihye le'or gadol. So that we should not be discouraged. We shouldn't surrender. But rather we should continue to move forward uncompromisingly. Because from the small force ultimately comes a large light. V'lachein af ata. And therefore, even now, says Rav Moshe, lo nityaesh, shebevadai lo bechayil velo bekoach, ele baruach sheyare aleinu mimarom. Certainly it is not by brute force, by strength, it is not by our stocks, it is not through our financial investments. Easy enough for a person like me, a rabbi who has absolutely no finances, to say, I know. But it is true. It is not our finances or our financial situation or status that should dictate our actions in this world or reactions. But rather it is the tara of the Shemen Zayit, the purity of the soul, of spirituality. V'chein ya'azreinu bevaday Hashem yitparach bekarov, says Rav Moshe Zatzal, and so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us closely, soon, v'yigaleinu v'yair or ha-Torah v'hamikdash, and he should be zoche to shed upon us the light of Geulah, of redemption. Interestingly enough, the Gemara in Yerushalmi says as follows, an exchange between Rav Shimon bar Chia Beruba and Rav Shimon bar Chalafta. Says the Gemara, Havu mehalchin bahada bikat arbel bikrisata. They were walking in the valley of the Arbel. Ra'u ayelet ha-shachar. They saw the first signs of light beaming from the sun. Shebaka ora. The light of the sun started to shine through. The rays gave forth, protruded through the mountains. Amar Rabbi Chia Ruba leRabbi Shimon bar Chalafta, Kachi Geulatan shel Yisrael. This is the way of the Geula, the redemption of Am Yisrael. Betchila Kima Kima. At the beginning, it slowly emanates one step at a time. The light of the sun starts to shine through. Kol shehi olechet v'yolechet u'meir. And then it continues until ultimately it becomes a great ray of light, a great source of hope. My taima, says Rab Chalafta, ki eshev bechoshech Hashem orli. Even when I sit in the bowels of darkness, the light will eventually come through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, is a constant source of light, a constant source of comfort. And I believe, my friends, that this is why the mitzvah of Chanukah begins with Ner Ish Ubeito. It starts off with a person's individual and with his family, with his immediate surroundings. Because the Geulah, the redemption, does not necessarily begin by the efforts of the nation in large, but it begins by our own personal behavior. How we illuminate our families, how we inspire our children, how we participate in our communities, how we empathize with the problems of the Jewish world confronts around us. Ner Ishu Beito. Every individual has an obligation to go through introspect. And then the nes moves, or the mitzvah of Chanukah moves towards Pirsume Nisa. A miracle that is revealed. Sharing that illumination with the rest of the Jewish community. In Mirtz Hashem, And we learn how to better ourselves, to improve our spiritual status amongst each other, amongst our families, and between our own personas. And then we'll be zoche to be able to illuminate the community, the larger Jewish world around us. And as a result of going mipach shemen katan, the small flask of oil, Emir Tashem will go kima kima and see that great ayelet ha-shachar, the ray of lights which will protrude forward from the strong sun. And we'll all be zoche to bask in the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to enjoy the light and to witness the Geulah Shleima b'meira b'yameinu. Amen.